Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And last week, I thought we had wrapped up the summer internship series. And then I jumped over on Facebook and saw this picture of all these handsome and attractive young people. And I said, wait a minute, there's somebody there that I have not talked to. And of course, that's Jaspreet Sahota. He is the knowledge management intern, and he's joining us this morning. Hey, Jas, how are you?
Hello, Jason. Good morning. How are you? I'm doing good.
It's so great to have you on the show. Yeah. Pardon the oversight on my part, but when I saw that picture, I was like, wait a minute, there's a name in there that I do not remember. But I'm so glad you were able to join us this week. Tell us about you, where you go to school, what you're majoring in. Just tell us about Jaspreet.
Okay, first of all, it's my pleasure to be here with you. So let me start. My name is Jaspreet Sahota, and I'm doing MBA from University of Tampa.
Okay.
I love adventure. I ride motorcycle. I have a Ninja 250, and I have one more, which is Royal Enfield Bullet. So, apart from that, I'm very hardworking. I'm working on a lot of projects at the same time, like also summer classes. And what I'm a perfectionist. I just want everything to be perfect. So, like, I'm working on a project here on knowledge management. I try to indulge in that project so much that I want it to be perfect. So there's something about me.
Well, I'll tell you, people may not know this, but I can't see Jaspreet when we're doing the show. I'm doing the show from Texas. He's in Tampa. But if I could show you my iPad right now, you would see lots and lots of pictures, screenshots. I have been looking for a Kawasaki 250 Ninja online. So it's just kind of funny you said that. I've over the objections of my wife, I really do want to buy a motorcycle, but we'll see. I had one when I was in college. I had a Kawasaki Ninja style motorcycle. I love motorcycles too. And like you, I am a huge proponent of trying to do things perfectly. Now, knowledge management is an important part of the GTE culture, and it's a huge part of what we do at GTE Financial, and it covers a lot of areas and touches almost every single area, does touch every area of the credit union. So tell us what kind of things you've been doing as part of that internship.
Okay, so the mission of the knowledge management department here is like right knowledge to right people at right time. So this is what we follow. So managing the knowledge at the organization is documenting knowledge so that it can be used by everyone at right time when it's required to make a right decision. So for that, we are using Microsoft SharePoint, and we are implementing department sites in that. Department sites are the pages for each individual department so that everybody can share their knowledge and document it, and any other member or any other employee from other department can use it when it is required. So it's like a community site also, so that the whole community will share their stuff there, and if somebody want to use it, so they can use it. So that's knowledge management, yeah.
Very, very cool. I'm old enough to remember when I first came back from the Gulf War and went to college and got my first job, that we used to get these memos in envelopes, and you would read the memo, then you put it back in the envelope, sign your name, and take it to the next office down the hallway. So sharing information has come a long way from that. We actually had what was called an IT department in those days, and you're going to find this very funny, Jaspreet. Their job was to come around at the end of the day and turn off the computers, because we didn't know how to turn off a computer. They would actually come and shut down the computers for us. It was just crazy. And so it is so cool to see how things have evolved. You've been working in a very, very important department. As with all of our interns, you've been doing real things, adding real value to GTE Financial. I wanted to ask you, how do you think, since you're an MBA student, how do you think this experience will benefit you both personally and professionally?
Okay, first of all, let me talk about the professional aspect. So as I'm doing MBA at UT and I have taken a lot of classes, leadership classes, information technology classes, supply chain management classes, marketing classes. So when I joined this internship, from the very first day when I started this project, I can readily implement whatever I have learned in my classroom. Be it like leadership, like sometimes my boss, Tony Gilkinson, was not here, so I have to handle the whole project on my own. So there was a time like leadership was required. I have to talk to
right.
everybody. I'm working with the Tribridge here, so I used to schedule meetings and all. So this was a new experience here while coming to GT. Like in school, you get your assignments, you complete them, submit them, go sit for the exam. But here you have to be on your own. You have to do things.
Right.
Whatever you do, you are responsible for that. So
right.
this is something really a precious experience which I got from GT.
Right. Yeah, Tony is a great guy. I've known Tony quite a while. It was kind of he who greenlit the idea of doing an internal podcast. And the best I know, GT Financial is still the only credit union in the United States with its own radio channel, which is interesting because you can hear these shows anywhere in the world, up to and including the International Space Station. So it's pretty hot. But Tony is a good guy. But again, I know that's a big department responsible for a lot of things. Did you know a whole lot about credit unions before you started the internship?
Frankly speaking, no. I used
no.
to think that banks and credit unions are same.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people call the credit union a bank. But what did you think? The culture at GT is actually really, really cool. Actually, a kind of fun place to come to work every day, isn't it?
Yes, really. I was talking about my professional aspect, how GT helped me to grow professionally. But when we talk about personal aspect, personally, the culture has really shaped my personality. When I really like GT, they have a culture. Like it's not they don't treat their employees they treat their employees as a family member.
Right.
So every month we have birthday celebrations. Every month, we have team lunches and this is how you connect to your employees. This is how you connect to your team members, and this thing has really helped me a lot. Because personally, you gotta talk to your peers. They give you feedback regarding your work and everything. Like one is formal feedback, but when we talk about the casual feedback, and they say you can do that. This is how you're doing good. Yes, this is your work is really good. And you sit with each other. You have your lunch and you talk about certain aspects of life. So I think communication is the key here. Like
yep.
you talk a lot with your peers. So I think this is something which has really helped me to grow personally also.
Well, that sounds great. I was so glad we got a chance to get all of the interns on. They've all been, all of y'all have just been amazing, great interviews. I trust me, I know that when whatever you end up doing, you're going to look back on the experience at GTE, and it will be something that is going to help you moving forward in the future. And if you do stay in the Tampa Bay Area after you get your MBA, it'll look really good on your resume or on your job history. That you worked for a very well-known brand there in the community. You always end the show the same way. I wanted to ask you, what was the last song that you listened to?
Okay, last song, I listened to two songs. Like, so one is the new one and one is the old one. Like, I'll be glad if you can play that song. So one is I Can't Stop the Feeling.
Okay, I know that one.
Yeah, and this is a new one, and the old one is by Steve Wonder. It's Just Called to Say I Love You.
Oh, that's a great song from 1985. Oh, it goes through the whole year. No New Year's Day. That was a great,
new
great song.
Year's
First ever duet here on the show via Jaspreet Singh and Stevie Wonder. Man, it is so great to get to chat with you. I want to wish you the best of luck on everything, both personally and professionally, as you move forward on the trajectory of your career path. And thank you so very, very kindly for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Jason. I really
awesome.
love talking to you. Take care. Have a nice day.
All right. That's Jaspreet, everybody. Great, great interview. That song is going to be in my head all day now. No New Year's Day to celebrate. Great song. I love what Jaspreet said about perfection. I just talked to somebody about this. The person that helps me co-host my other show on Friday, Dr. Troy Hall. And I said, you know, my issue with some people these days, we can't all be perfect. It's literally impossible. Look, I made a mistake. I looked at that whole list of interns and I missed one. So much for perfection, but I do pursue it. And I think a lot of times what I see, and not just in young people either, people my own age, that people don't pursue perfection. And when you're not pursuing perfection, you're not going to ever get there. And so I love what Jaspreet said about that. And I think the one theme that I've really taken away from the interviews with the interns is that they were able to do real things that have benefited them and our organization in the same way. And I think that's what an internship program is supposed to do. And it's so nice to have all of them on. Hey, folks, as I say at the end of every show, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dias. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.